Water Banter.
Boom, and we are live with another episode of the Brown Water Banter Podcast. My name is Jared Seymour.
My name is Joey Cates.
It is Joey Cates, and we got a great show for you lined up in the studio today. We're going to be talking to Tara from Kentucky to Texas Bourbon Masters. Nailed it. She makes furniture out of bourbon barrels and all kind of cool stuff out of bourbon barrels. So we're going to be talking about that. Got a spread lined up on the table already. So we're going to jump into that. But before we do, like we always do, we're going to thank the people that keep the lights on for us here at the Brownwater Studios. Right out of the gate, Dr. Robbie Williams right over at Southern Magnolia Smiles, man. 2024 is the year to smile more. If you're looking for a great local dentist, he's located in Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs. You can look him up on the socials at Southern Magnolia Smiles on Facebook and Instagram. And when you're ready to book that appointment, you can give him a call at 228-215-1202 and tell him that Brownwater sent you. Our buddy Tyler over at Taylor & Cox Law Firm. If you find yourself in need for legal representation for any reason, give them a shout. They specialize in felonies, misdemeanors, DUIs, family law, divorce, child custody. They've been practicing law on the Mississippi Gulf Coast for over 30 years. So Taylor & Cox Law Firm, give them a call at 228-696-0111. And again, tell them you heard about them on the Brownwater Banter Podcast. Rocky over at Sea to Swamp. He's got two locations now on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, one in Goshen and one in Gulfport. He's got all your tackle and apparel needs covered. You can look him up on Facebook, see the number 2, and then Swamp. I got some pictures here that we updated from his Gulfport store. You can see where he's slinging kayaks out of there. He's got rods, reels, tackle, apparel. He's carrying Brownwater gear, charter trash gear. I think he just threw out all his Fish in the South gear. He's doing a lot of cool things over there. You can give him a call at 228-205-3964. And again, tell him what you heard about him. Kendrick over at Forever Young Men and Women's Health. Look him up on Facebook as well. We're already creeping up on April, so you've blown way past that New Year's resolution. But it's still not too late to get back into the gym, start exercising, and start feeling right. Put your health care in the hands of a professional. Let Kendrick do some lab work on you. Let him see if you need hormone replacement. Maybe you're vitamin deficient. He does specialize in testosterone replacement for both men and women, believe it or not. So give him a call, 228-363-6623, and book that consultation. Let him look you over and see if he can get you back on track to getting healthy for the new year. Dewey Dubugs over in D'Iberville, located right across the street from the Scarlet Pearl, and conveniently enough for us, the location of this year's Bay Rat Bash. It's going to be coming up. I'll flash the flyer here in just a second. We went there and did a live three episodes ago, and it was great. It's a great restaurant, seafood market specializing in boiled seafood. If you haven't checked them out yet, we highly recommend going and doing it. You won't be disappointed. Right here is the outdoor seating area where we'll be doing the weigh-in for the tournament. We're looking forward to that. And like I said, here's the flyer coming up April the 13th. You can turn a hardhead catfish $25 entry fee into a $1,000 hardhead catfish. We've got multiple divisions from hardhead to black drum, croaker, white trout, and we have a completely separate spearfish division if you're a diver and you want to check that out. Registration is live right now on brownwaterbanter.com. Just go there. You can register and fish and have a great time. Captain's meeting and the weigh-in will both be at Dewey Dubugs, and we want to thank our sponsors as well for that. That is the Captain's Wharf Marina, Coastal Realty Group, the Billfish Classic, Mississippi Gulf Coast Billfish Classic, the Bayou, Ocean Springs Marine Mart, Coastal Marine.
Which is also our app sponsor.
I love it. And sales, and Advanced Commercial Services, and then Freeze Frame Daiquiri and Nelson Outdoors. So all of those people, we thank y'all so much for supporting what we're doing here at the Brownwater Banter Podcast and all the events that we put on. So told you that was going to be a mouthful, but we got through it.
You did good.
All right, so let's give them the backstory on this. I'm cruising around through Facebook Marketplace, and I'm looking at all kind of different stuff, and I'm scrolling, and I see this really killer bourbon. I think it was one of your half bars or a table or something, okay? I see it. I look at it. I click on it. I'm like, man, this is really cool. Then I click on your profile, and it shows all the different listings that you have for sale. I'm like, wow, she's got a lot of stuff. Then I go to your website. Now, in the name, it's Kentucky to Texas Bourbon. Masters.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, so she's from Kentucky, I'm assuming.
Or maybe she's from Texas.
Where's Texas coming from? All right. And then, but it said Gulfport on the listing on Facebook. So I'm all confused.
You really threw us for a loop.
Threw me for a loop. So then I go to your website, which is very well done, has tons of photos, and I get your story.
Mm-hmm.
Let's tell the story for the people listening on the live, the replays and everything. Introduce yourself, please, and then tell us where you're from.
Okay. Well, I'm Tara Parker, and I am from Kentucky.
Yes. Got it right.
There's where the Kentucky comes in at.
Mm-hmm. Pull that mic back into the right force. Yeah, there you go. Perfect. Yeah. So Kentucky born.
Kentucky born. Right. Yes. Yeah, so that's where the bourbon stuff comes from. So I'm from the land of bourbon. But,
The land. Yes.
In fact, we used to skip school and at Maker's Mark. So, you know, that's just what we did growing up.
Yeah.
But I started this because I moved to Houston.
How long were you in Kentucky for?
Oh, till I was about 18, 19.
Okay. Go straight from Kentucky to
Florida.
Okay, all different places.
We get bored and, you know, what the heck.
Pick up shop and leave. Yeah.
Yeah. You'd think I was wanted.
Maybe so. Who knows?
But,
who
you
knows?
Know. Yeah. So we'd left Navarre. We'd lived there for 13 years. And
beautiful place.
Yes. And I was a real estate broker there in Alabama. But then my daughter moved to Houston and became a flight attendant. Well, she lived in front of a crack house. So as a mother, I was mortified.
Got to get her out of there.
Got to get her out of there. So we moved there and moved all her flight attendant friends in with us. So we became the flight flop house.
There
so,
you go.
And I was finishing up my master's degree and thought I would go ahead and get a job after that. Just take a little bit of time off from leaving. And
what'd you get your master's in?
Training and talent development, HR. So,
okay.
Well, I was a quality manager at a pharmaceutical device company for several years, too. And
I like it.
Jack of all trades.
Master of none. Yeah, right. You name it, I've done it.
We sit in the same chair.
Right.
Yeah, hotel manager. Yeah, I've done a lot of things. But I'm old. I'm showing my age now. COVID hit, so nobody was hiring. I had to do something.
Probably not a lot of flights at that time either for your daughter,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they were home a lot.
Right.
So I don't know. I can't just sit around and
right.
Nobody was hiring, and I delivered food to shut-ins and everything just because I was new to the area. I didn't have any friends and didn't have nothing to do, so God didn't give me a spirit of fear, so I'm going to live until I die. So
I like
that's just the way I am.
I like
so
that.
We went all over Houston, probably neighborhoods that might
should
care
not.
Most.
Yeah, should not. Yeah.
But we didn't know. We didn't.
Right.
We
I'm not
just,
from
we
here.
Were new there, so we didn't. We weren't smart enough to stay out of any of them. I had friends who did some of this in Kentucky, and. Nobody was doing it right. Not like this.
Right.
A lot of guys do it and they kind of hose it off and power wash it and kind of, but I wanted to make something that women liked.
Right.
Something they could be proud to put in their home.
Well, it's kind of like a deer head.
Right.
Like a man's proud of it.
Yeah.
But if your wife says,
you all will put anything in
your
house.
You're not putting that. Yeah. If your wife says, you're not putting that in my house, you're not putting it in your
house.
You're
not putting it in the house.
That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's like you mentioned, like for like a guy that's into bourbon, Joey and I both are, and
right.
A lot of our listeners obviously are.
But if mama says no, you ain't getting it.
You want to display your collection once you get to a certain point, or at least some of your collection, and put it out. But sometimes we're not always the most, you know, artistic about how we do it. But your stuff makes it. Like you said, if you make the wife happy, you can put it out there, right?
And most of my, in fact, more than 50% of my followers are women.
Okay,
really?
So I kind of got into a niche, and they like to surprise their husbands with my stuff, but it's a little self-centered because they want to make sure they have something nice in their home. So they're doing something nice and, you know.
Yeah, well, so in Houston, you start doing it.
I start doing it, and it started just taken off. Military and
during COVID.
Policemen. Yeah, and everybody's home. They're shopping, you know. So, I mean, I just kind of hit it at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
Leaving Houston, I knew I was leaving my customer base. I'm not a big city gal. I'm just not.
Yeah.
So.
But you
yeah you started over there though, right?
I started over there.
And it took yeah. off. It oh, took yeah. off over there. Yeah.
San Antonio and Houston. So actually, even San Antonio area is probably just as big for me as the Houston area. So I had two big metropolitan areas that.
I've been to San Antonio once, and it was the year that it snowed. It was 9 degrees in San Antonio,
yeah.
Texas.
I didn't even know
that was a possibility.
Every now and again.
I would have lost that bet if you could tell me that it snowed ever in San Antonio, Texas.
Yeah, well, I didn't know it had snowed there either.
It did.
So.
In 2019 or 18, it snowed. All the roads were shut down. We were on a vacation. They cut the power, messed up the power grid. It was kind of terrible. It was kind of fun. It was like have fun in a bad situation. It was like going and taking a vacation and ending up in a hurricane. Except it was snow.
Yeah, I was there for the freeze of Houston this last year. So,
okay.
Or, what?
Kind of like
oh,
that.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah,
that
yeah,
was
yeah.
the power grid. Go. That's fun.
Yeah, yeah. It was less than fun, but we made the best of it. So
absolutely.
Before, when you started the business in Texas, did you have any kind of, what's the word? I'm not construction.
Artistic abilities?
Or working with your hand,
yeah,
doing
yeah.
woodworking.
Tinkering.
Tinkering.
Were you a tinkerer?
Were you a tinkerer before that or no? You mentioned HR and master's in
quality. Like I said, I was a production supervisor, you know, like say we made all the glass for Honda, Toyota. So, I mean, I've always done, mm-hmm. well, kind of had manly type jobs, I guess, you know, so.
So you wasn't afraid to like say, I can do this.
Oh, yeah. No, because in the factory, one of my jobs was to take every area and like create things that would clean it up, you know, 5S it, essentially. So what I did. And I was always using tools and stuff there.
Right.
Okay.
So you had that under your belt already.
I love to play, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Joey,
a piddler. You're a piddler.
Joey was the shop teacher. He is a teacher, and he was the shop teacher specifically.
So we just take stuff apart, put it back together all day.
Yeah,
long. Yeah. It's kind of like the same stuff.
Well, that's
stuff.
What I like to do.
Yeah.
Try to figure it out. So.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's really nice stuff.
Yeah. When you were in Texas, explain where you were getting all your materials from. Like in the core of this, do you order the barrels? Do you go
especially
around pick
COVID.
Them up? Yeah, yeah. How were you getting all your stuff over there?
Well, it was easy. Then because I got it from a distillery there, one of the local Nine-Banded whiskey was wonderful.
In Texas.
Okay. Oh, well, they were actually in Dripping Springs right outside of San Antonio.
Okay.
Yeah, I met them and they were wonderful. So they did some stuff for me. I'd got barrels from them and it worked out well. But
now what's that process? You just walk in and say, hey, do you sell your barrels? Can I get them? Can we trade something? Is that how that goes?
You know, I can't remember, to be quite honest, how I hooked up with them, whether they saw one of mine and ordered something or whether I saw an ad.
But I think what you're saying, though, like, do you just buy them direct?
Right.
No, that's what I was saying.
Yeah,
I bought them direct from them, and sometimes we'd swap things. They would want to give flights to their customers. They were trying to get theirs in. Restaurants and stuff, so they wanted me to make special things for them.
That's awesome, though. Like, you buy the barrel, start making some cool stuff, and then they need marketing stuff, and then they reach out
and
to you, like,
hey,
maybe we'll give you the barrels, and then you make us some stuff.
And we've done that, so
that's awesome.
Is it usually like I should know this, but whiskey barrels, they can be used again for other things, right? It's just
not for bourbon.
Just not for bourbon.
Right. Like, so other stuff. So when they got done with it, they were just.
Yeah. A lot of, you know, some of them will resell it to, like, say, but they weren't.
Well, I think you can. Yeah. I'm sure it's specific to each distillery, but like you can.
You can do wine.
Well,
you can do all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. The bourbon.
Rum and all that stuff.
Yeah. Or even for whiskey, because whiskey can be reused, but not bourbon. Right?
Yeah.
So bourbon's snobbier in that way.
Yes, once and done.
Right. So you're in Houston. You start making the stuff. What had you been to the Gulf to the Mississippi Gulf Coast before? You mentioned Navarre. Had you lived here before?
No. No, we were actually going to leave Houston and then move to the Daphne Fairhope area. And my daughter, she had her husband was stationed here for a short time, and I'm like, no, I don't like Biloxi. Well, I've only been to the casinos, and I'm like, I don't want to live there. But actually, she goes, you need to stop. Well, we did stop, and I picked a house out and sent it to my husband and said, well, we're moving to Gulfport, and he was fine with that. And it's been a wonderful decision.
Yeah.
the people here are way different than even Navarre area. I mean, these are the friendliest people I've ever lived around.
Absolutely.
I love
and
it.
And maybe I'm thinking they're that. Even more friendly now that I've lived in Houston, because crazy people
live in Houston.
Want to live together in communes in Houston, I guess, because even during COVID, you know, people look at you like you're going out to kill them if you were more than 2 inches. Then as soon as you left the city, the rest of Texas, you know, they were normal.
We had we had some people like that.
Yeah, you've always had some. There's always a few
and a heck of a lot less traffic.
Right, than Houston.
The traffic is absolutely awful. I'll never get used to that. So. Yeah.
I definitely love hearing people that move here, though, that are not originally from here say what you just said, because I feel that way, but we are super biased.
Well, I'm surprised it's not like Navarre, but when I got here, I can't get to a store without talking.
Right. Don't tell anybody.
Right.
Navarre is not Florida's best-kept secret. Well, this is the coast's best-kept secret.
True. You know, honestly, the name of the show, Brownwater, right, is bourbon, but it is also pays tribute to our waters out here.
I thought it was the water, because I thought
both.
They do have some bright, you know, your waters aren't as pretty.
But I think that saves us, right?
Yeah,
if
I think
we
so
had
too.
Emerald green water,
you
wouldn't be able to drive down Highway 90, you know, like on the regular.
Yeah.
So
no,
I kind of appreciate
I'll take the brown
water.
I was going to say, I'll take the brown water. Yeah. Y'all got lots of stuff to do here, great restaurants.
Yes, and the locals know if you just take a small boat ride, even just to the south side of Deer Island,
water gets
clears
a lot clearer.
A lot clearer. And then if you go to the Barrier Island Ship or Horn, I don't know if you're familiar, they have the Ship Island Excursion.
Somebody was telling me about that.
I've never
my husband,
done it.
We'd like to go do it.
Nothing's destined emerald green other than like maybe the Bahamas or something. But like out there, it's very beautiful. It's very clear, very nice, sandy. It looks great.
Mm.
Yeah. So you should check it out.
I will.
So ended up in Gulfport. Just went straight back into building the barrels, or you check a hiatus?
You already knew it was working, right? You were doing well in Houston.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
You're good.
Yeah, it's a low production show.
I've had a cough for the last few days. I was going to get a job, but they don't have a lot of what I do. You know, like
the
I said, I was a
HR
quality
stuff,
manager and HR. Degree in, but if you have it, you know, and I had 50 people and 13 production lines, but unless you've actually had that in your title, it's real hard to use your degree. So if you want to know my biggest regret in life, it would be going to college for a degree.
Yeah.
So I just decided, I don't know, I'm just kind of trying to start it up here a little bit. It's kind of been getting really busy, though. So,
yeah, well,
I mean,
that's what you were saying before we went live. Like, you were...
Yeah.
You're busy with your daughter, you said, but then also business is
Started. Yeah, you know, it takes a while though to get started, and it makes it real hard for me because Facebook's kind of won't let me promote stuff
because they call you alcohol.
Well, I think they won't tell me. They just told me I can't do it.
Classic,
you know.
Facebook.
But they've done it with the knife. The artisans in Texas who make the hand knives and stuff, they've gotten to where they won't show theirs. A lot of mine have Second Amendment stuff because that's what my military want. That's what the cops want. They like that stuff. Well, I don't think they do. So I think I've kind of been a little bit blacklisted.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So it's a little harder now to get started up because all my followers and stuff are still – Houston, you know, San Antonio and Houston.
I don't know if I said this on the show or just when we were talking at some point, but I reshared an article on Facebook. It was about, I think it was Canadian wild hogs. You remember the story? There was some article about Canadian wild hogs coming into the U.S. or whatever, and they're very aggressive, blah, blah, blah. And all I did was reshare it, and I'm like, these Canadian hogs better watch out because when you come into the U.S., we're very Second Amendment friendly down here, and a lot of
you'll end up on a pizza as Canadian bacon,
right? Like you know, and I shared it, and then I kind of forgot about it. Well, I went back, and I'm like, there were zero likes, zero comments,
nothing. They won't show it.
And I looked at it, and I had Second Amendment in my text. Mm-hmm. I had something, and I was like, they throttled that down because I always get one friend to be like, you know, like or something. So I get it. You're
That's
putting out Second Amendment stuff or even pro military, I hate to say.
Yeah, well,
they
I know. And
throttle
I mean,
that.
And in the big cities, even pro police, you're not a real big fan, you know.
That's
so
crazy.
And that's who I cater to. And
that's your bread and butter.
You know,
right?
When I make their stuff and they want to see it on my page, because they're proud, they want to see their stuff on a page, you know, and they send me pictures with all their bottles on it, and I can't share because that's copyright infringement.
Right.
Know? But
well, I said I wasn't gonna. I was like, show the photos right out of the gate, and we're already into it. Yeah. Let's click on some.
Go. Jared's gonna blast these photos out, and you just tell us what all the stuff that y'all cover right here. So these are. What you told us earlier, are you consider your half bars? Is that correct?
Well, she can't see it. Give her 1 second. Okay. It'll pop up over here on the thing.
We got a little.
I'll swap
over. Yeah, there you go.
There you go. So that right there.
The tall one is what I would call my open display. That's the one I like versus a half bar because you can actually see anything you want to put on there from all three sides.
It looks awesome.
You can hang them on your wall. They're light enough. That's what I've done with mine. And the smaller ones are my little end tables that I've made. I like those because I can drag them everywhere if I'm out in the yard working, you know.
Yeah. So this doesn't have to hold bourbon. It can hold books. It can hold whatever you want. Towels,
that's
blankets,
why a lot of what, you know, a lot of the women, they'll either buy it for their husband, and if they don't, they buy it for them, you know.
I think that's, like, super smart to target the women because you know who's got the power of the
you
purse.
You can want something all day long, but I know.
You know who's calling the shots.
If it's ugly, it's not going in the house.
That's
so,
right.
You know.
That's right. All right, I'm going to click on another one here. This is a little bit different. Sorry, people on the audio side. You're just going to have to click the links in the audio description and go check a look. But now this is an American.
This looks like an American flag.
American flag.
Yeah,
there you go.
Killer.
Yep, American flag.
But describe it, though, for us. Those are actual. The
13.
The slats.
Okay. Of an actual bourbon barrel.
Of a bourbon. Yeah, everything I make is nothing but bourbon.
And you're not, like, when I saw this, I was thinking that you were engraving or using some kind of
CNC
vinyl or CNC or something like that, but you're actually hand painting these, correct?
Yeah.
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 So
that's
we the people there with you're definitely getting throttled down for that one. You have the flag, the Constitution, and a gun in
I
there?
I got everything that they
I think
don't
the
like.
Stream just got canceled.
You might be on a list.
Well, that's why I thought you might want to be careful. But,
no,
you know,
we don't care. If they want to take it down, they can. We started out with the half bar, which you said, which is the wide open one. Whoops. Hold on. Let me click. There it goes. And it's going to take a couple seconds to show up for you.
Yeah.
But this is, I think, what you called your full bar. There it goes, right there.
Yep.
So that's just talk us through the process of receiving the barrel, what you do to it to get it to end up looking like that right there from raw barrel when you receive it.
Okay, from raw barrel. Well, like I say, it kind of depends on what I'm making. If it's a half bar, I knock every ring off of it, and it's a pile in the floor. Rings are in one spot, staves in another, and I rebuild it. Now
so
my
you completely disassemble the whole thing.
I completely disassemble
it. Sticks and bands.
Yeah, sticks and bands. Yeah. And we go from there. And on the full bars, that's the only thing that I don't knock down. I rivet it up, or, you know, I don't rivet it up. I use the screws and I screw it up. And
okay.
I screw it up.
But you'll love it. You'll love it.
And I sand the heck out of them.
Okay.
So, and then, like I say, I work back and forth with the clients, see what they want on it. And I send photos as they go along and let them pick fonts, you know, to try to make it a
customized
personal experience for them.
Yes.
You know, because it's funny. People have their opinions on what fonts they like, you know.
Absolutely.
Big time. So you sand it all down and then you finish it. I'm guessing you offer the finish in different whatever matches.
Well,
or are you sticking with that finish?
I used to have two or three different ones, but I really just, this is what a barrel looks like to me. And
absolutely.
To me, I like the look. It's like the people who make bars and then they use the pine shelves in the middle. To me, that's the pine shelf is, it doesn't stain the same. It doesn't look the same.
It's going to look different.
And while they have their place and people like them, that's wonderful. It's just for me personally, I like it to be genuine. So I use the heads for the middle shelves and the full bars as well. So
that's what it
is, nothing but bourbon.
Were you talking color on the stains?
Yeah.
Because I clicked down. This is a
stain with a clear coat on it,
yeah.
I'm guessing, like a polyurethane?
I put two or three coats of poly, usually three, depending upon
right.
surfaces, three, sides sometimes, or, you know, get two to three. So
Dan said he really likes those things. He said they look great. Sydney is actually in the comments. He's a big bourbon drinker.
He'll probably buy one.
Good buddy of ours. And he might be the first Twitter comment we've ever had on the show. Literally, that's where his came from.
Thanks, Sid.
He said, do you have to clean the inside from it being charred?
Yeah.
Yes. today I'm actually clean. Normally when you see me, I am black from head to toe.
Covered in soot, huh?
If I walk outside with coffee, my neighbors want to drop change in it. It just looks that bad.
Is that the homeless lady again?
Yeah.
She's, like, baby. She's cleaning
exactly.
barrels.
Yeah. I look like a raccoon if I have glasses on. But, yes, so I do sand the sides. I don't sand the complete insides. I knock the char off.
Right.
Now, on the bottoms and stuff like that, I do sand. And on my tables, I sand the inside of the char off. So
okay.
It kind of depends on the piece. But
Yeah,
I sand.
I bet
yeah.
the smell is legit
when
you crack those things up.
We talked about it earlier. You did it in a driveway, and I'm sure there's got to be leftover
bourbon,
whiskey, all in the
sometimes there's probably a gallon or two in some of them, yeah.
Really? Well, Joey, and what you said, that's the devil's cut, right?
That's the devil's cut. It's soaked into the wood.
Actually, I thought the devil...
The devil's cut is what's soaked into the wood.
Okay. What evaporates.
No.
You know, you lose some of the evaporation.
I know that Jack Daniel's devil's cut is what... was actually soaked into the
stave
slats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, cool. I like that. That's pretty legit, though. So out there just sanding on it.
Yeah.
And then does it take the stain, or do you not stain the inside of them?
I don't stain over the char unless it's on the legs. Now, on the legs of some of my tables, I mean, I kind of make each piece a little different, you know.
That's the coolest.
I just want it to be unique for everybody. Well, I couldn't make two the same anyway.
The customization.
I mean, they might be similar, but they are, you know, that's why I tell everybody they are not identical, you know.
Yeah, Sid got you, Joey. It's Jim Beam's Devil's Cut. That's correct.
Whatever.
Thank you for keeping us honest, buddy.
Thanks, Sid.
Thanks for keeping us honest, buddy. I think it's great. And going back to the color, that's what caught my eye. Is like, to me, bourbon is its own. I mean, it's its own color, really. I know it varies, but like, mm-hmm. You think cigars, like, leather books? What was the Anchorman quote? I have so many leather bound books. Anyway, like, it's a certain color. It puts off a vibe, and your stuff, like, that's what caught my eye right out to get it. If you stained it a lighter color, I don't think.
Man,
for
I've
me
had
personally,
people want gray and this, that, and the other, and I'm just like, you know, that's kind of just, and then it. You know, it's just not.
Well, it's kind of like brick. You get into the, I can paint it or I can.
Yeah.
If you painted that,
it wouldn't be the
then
same.
It just looks like a piece of wood.
But then it doesn't show the wood grain.
The grain's what you want.
I mean, the stain I use, I think, a lot of them are tiger striped all through it, and they're just absolutely beautiful. And the dark will go in the one spot and the lighter the other. So, I mean, it's a good color.
Right.
To me.
And then the bands, do you do any polishing on the bands, or you just put them all
on
there? Really?
I don't.
They look mighty shiny, though.
Some of them are, and if my grinder hits it or something as I'm cutting them, you know. Sometimes I'll touch them with the sander just to put these, you know,
marks on them.
Mm-hmm.
They're rustic. They look rustic.
Yeah, to make
sure.
It, you know, depends on what somebody's looking for. I can paint the bands. I don't like them, you know.
Yeah.
So tell us what you got in front of us right now, because that's just a stave that you turned into a shot glass holder, it looks like, correct?
Yeah. I cut out part of the middle of the barrel and then added the, you know, the iron on it. And then
put some shot glasses on.
Put some holes in it, and there we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what you got over there that's absolutely customized to a great logo.
Look at this.
Look at that.
Oh,
come
we love
on.
It. We love it. It turned out great.
And what do you call that?
Oh,
that's
just
like where
a serving tray.
Yeah. Like where you would put the bottle on top of, right?
That's
yeah,
a brown water
say,
charcuterie board.
I thought that too.
Well, that's what I thought. I thought, well, I'm sure you fellas can find something to do
the
with that
wives,
here.
Right? Yeah. Going back to the wives. Like our wives.
They like cheese.
Yeah, they'll be putting stuff all over that. So. So since being here in Gulfport,
mm-hmm.
is where you're at. You're now getting the traction. Is that right? Now you're starting.
It's starting to. You know, people are seeing. Well, it's funny. It's Louisiana's buying a lot.
Really? Come on.
Yeah.
All right.
Nobody close.
Why is it
going to be so far away? In fact, I never volunteered to take stuff to people. Now I do. Well, when I lived in Houston, I would take San Antonio people's stuff. To them, just because my granddaughter was there. So,
it's a good excuse.
Anytime
good
I would
excuse,
go,
yes.
you know, I'm like, hey, you know, sure, I'll drop it off. So that would be the only time. But, the other day there was some place I was wanting to go in Louisiana. So I'm like, oh, what the
all
heck,
right.
I'll bring them up there to you. But
what is the process of getting something like that? And what is the timeline on it? Say I wanted that was customizable. I send you an email or something. We talk back and forth on the phone, and then what timeline do you have to get that done?
From orders sent in to
delivery.
It depends on what it is, and normally I try to do 7 to 14 days. That's my turnaround. And if I have stuff made up to where I can, you know, again, I'm a one woman show, so
right.
Well, Paul, your thing takes dang near 3 days to dry, so
you got that. It takes longer here than in Houston. What is going on? Humidity. I thought they changed.
No,
Paul, your thing. I've been real upset since I've moved here because
I'm back 2 days later and you're still leaving fingerprints in it. You're like,
what the heck? Yeah. So I've been fighting the polyurethane here, but no, 7 to 10 days. I mean, a lot of times I'll have a bunch of them made up, sitting there unstained, just waiting to do something with. But I haven't been able to get ahead of the curb.
You've been this week. Yeah. Throwing them out pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's been going. Yeah.
And the customizable stage is just you that I email you, say, hey, I want my last name and this font, blah, blah, blah. And you're going to send me a mock up back and say, here it is.
Yeah, usually people get on my Facebook business page and we just kind of go back through Messenger and stuff. So I can easily send them photos as it goes along and they can look at it. They can pick out stuff. We talk. It's funny. I really feel like I know a lot of these people by the time they pick it up, we're close. We're friends, you know. Yeah,
that's the cool part of it, though. Like, people want something that's theirs. Like, you know, if you just bought it at a box store or something and it wasn't customized like that, it could still be cool, but it's not as cool as what you're doing.
Yeah.
For sure. Being part of the process is way better.
Is what makes it a little different, you know, than.
Yeah. So the big items you mentioned, you weren't, unless you're meeting somebody in some place, you literally have to come get them unless you want to put it on a freight.
Come get it at my house.
Yeah, come pick it up because it's way too big to ship, right? Ship those, but those big ones you can't.
I've had people all over the country, you know, kind of stumble upon it, and then they're like, hey, will you ship it? I'm like, well, you won't want me to because I've checked it costs more than somebody wanted one of the little bottoms up tables, and it was, you know, my bottoms up tables, $195, and they wanted, you know, $295 to ship it.
Now, you'll probably find some people out there who don't care, and they're like, sure, ship it anyway.
Yeah.
But that's not how you're going to make – you're not going to build a clientele out of that.
So
but,
pretty much
to me, it takes a lot out of my day to have to ship, you know.
True. You're not in control of how it shows up to the client.
And see, that's what I worry about. I mean, I want somebody to like – you know, I want them to – people want to send me money ahead of time. I'm like, no, I want you to – like it before you get it and make sure this is what you want. And, you know,
yeah,
I don't know. It means a lot to me.
So we put an order in with you. Mm-hmm. You finish it. We drive to your house.
Yeah.
Boom. You like it. Here it is.
Yeah.
Pay you on the spot.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Okay.
I like that. Yeah. I like that. We've talked about, though, and we showed a few pictures. I linked to your Facebook page already. It's in the comments for the people watching on the live. You can click right on there and go to it. But can we run down just a few of the options? So I'm thinking like, the big bourbon barrel is where it starts.
Mm-hmm.
You showed us right here the shot glasses on a stave.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's one thing.
My bourbon flights. Yeah.
Yep. Bourbon flights. And I've seen that at a restaurant, but I've never seen it as cool as that. And it definitely didn't have our names on it.
100%.
right.
But then, if you saw them with your names on somewhere, you know,
I did not.
Copyright.
I did copyright infringe without asking y'all, but
you totally made up for it by bringing that in.
I thought you might be.
We won't sue you, I promise.
Right. I'm calling that a, like you said, it could
be a charcuterie, serving tray,
whatever. That's super cool. What are some of the
I kind of don't make these a lot anymore just because barrel tops here are so hard to get. I have to go to Kentucky. I have to keep buying extra barrels just to get the heads here. So that is a little bit of
now,
a problem.
I guess that makes sense because you got a top, a shelf.
Yeah,
you got to buy more.
Each half bar takes, you know, 1.5.
Yeah.
So then I got a half left over. So I have to have three full barrels, but then I have all these extra staves.
That makes sense.
So,
we didn't even ask, though. Since you've been here, you mentioned the distillery in Houston. Where are you sourcing your barrels from now that you're here?
Well, I brought some with me from Houston. I still have family in Kentucky, so I go back there occasionally. And, you know, if somebody around here has – I went and looked at somebody's other day, and they were terrible.
Okay. All right. Are you familiar with Crittenden's?
Yes.
Okay. So
and
he's
I have
local.
Gone over there. Yes.
Okay.
And I have gone over there. Matt's
yes.
been
yes.
very yeah. nice.
Really?
And,
really?
Yeah. And his barrels are a lot finer than what I was finding in some of these other places.
Okay, so. Yeah. He's been on the show probably 2 years.
He's had the same seat you've been.
Yeah. Well, no, we changed our chairs.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're
same
right.
Location,
yeah.
On same the, location on the table. Yeah. But he was on the show. We love his product, Cut Above.
Oh.
Bourbon. His bourbon
yeah.
is phenomenal.
No, very nice guy.
Yes.
Very personable. We like
very,
him.
Very, very, very. So mm-hmm. I would, that'd be great if y'all could work out the same deal
killer,
for the
yeah.
marketing stuff for him. But,
for sure.
I didn't know if you knew him or not. So that's good to know that you've already checked him out. So going back to the products. Mm-hmm. So what some of the other things we showed that the half bar all the way gutted for the wife to like
yeah.
you can put stuff
end table.
I know you had a planner.
Have planners, pull stick holders.
Where's the event pitcher, because that shows the planner. Do you have that event pitcher?
Give me a second and I can pull it up.
Yeah. I have two different planners. I have a tall planner, I have short planners, and I have planners I did for a restaurant. I made one of them 10 of those on wheels, which is like 3/4 of a barrel, so they were going to put lemon trees in all of them. So
sweet.
Let me flash this.
And
they're
Dolce Dian.
Since they're sealed, they can last outside for a pretty long time, right?
Yes. Now, I do tell people, if you're going to put it out in the hot Texas sun or whatever, with not undercover, you're going to have to, you know, polyurethane it, take it, you
right,
know.
Right, right, right.
What is this? This is a...
It looks like a baby bed.
A baby bed?
That's my dog bed.
Dog bed.
Oh. Forever mine.
That's sweet.
Oh, dang, you just got to sell them.
You're going to sell a million of those.
Oh, they are adorable. Funny, people always want their dog's name on it, but I'm like, do you know how long this... You will have so many dogs named the same name.
Ah, yeah.
You're going to have to Rover 10.
Well, that would be killer for you because you'd be just like the keychains in the gas station. You know what I'm saying? How many Joeys are there in the world? How many Jareds there in the world? Just get it on there. But, yeah, pull one of those planners up because that's.
I'm trying to find it. You got so many
right
photos. Where? Did I miss it?
Oh, no.
Right here.
Yeah, that's it right there. It'll be out here in a second.
Yep, give it a second. It'll click through. That thing looks cool. Like, really cool.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's my short planner.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have a bigger one than that?
Yeah, I do. I do a tall one made out of a different part of the...
Dang,
like,
that
that's
cool
made
too.
Out of the belly of the barrel.
Okay.
And tall ones are made out of the tops of the barrels.
That's another half that you...
That's, yeah, my open display.
Yep. I'm going to try to find
it. And it doesn't have to have bourbon in it. Doesn't have to have bourbon in it at all. I mean, this is actually house decor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
All right, I can't find the tall.
I try to appeal to people who don't drink bourbon.
I think you're doing great.
Well,
I think it's awesome.
you mentioned your bread and butter was mostly
women.
First responders.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
And military,
yeah.
Right? And tell us how that's been. I mean, it's word of mouth has been spread, right?
Oh, yeah, because military family, they're the neatest people in the world, you know, but I mean, they 100%. Are so connected. They're one neighborhood. I think I could have retired on if I'd ever moved into that neighborhood in San Antonio, but the one told the other one, you know, the whole dang, you know, a lot of them were buying them from me like crazy. And they were just the sweetest people you ever met, you know,
yeah.
And it's just, they've all been great. Then they buy them from each other's retirement gifts. You know, one lady, she's bought about 5-6 pieces from me, you know, and gives them away to all of her military friends. I mean, that's a good friend there, you know, because.
That's where it's at. I mean, in the business world, taking away, of course, we love the military. We love our first responders.
Yeah.
But strictly business, if you can get a neighborhood, it's buying all your stuff.
Yeah. I know she kept telling me, come by the pool. You know, you could probably sell, you know.
Yeah, just set up a booth right there.
Yeah, set up by the pool, you know, but I didn't have to. And, yeah, that whole section of San Antonio was actually a better to me than Houston was as far as.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are you finding the same here with Keesler and first responders and stuff like that?
No. Again, I'm still.
How long have you been here? We haven't even.
I've only been here 8-9 months.
Okay.
Oh,
so
you're new.
I didn't even try
to do nothing for a while because I was going to get a grown up job again. But
No, don't do it. Don't do the grown up job.
I know. That's what you said.
Don't
get a grown up job.
No, man. Grown up jobs are terrible. I really. I hate them.
I know. Don't
do your passion job.
But I'm at that age. I probably can't sling barrels forever.
True,
that's the only thing I do look at.
True.
Is it? I mean, it. I guess it comes with that work. I mean, you got to be able to lift the barrels, take barrels apart. That's hard work.
Oh, it's
sweat
hard
and
work.
Blood. Yeah.
Yeah. I ended up in Houston. Something snapped on me, and I mean, I couldn't move for 3 days. I mean, could not. I've never had nothing hurt so bad.
Yeah,
in all
we're
my life.
We're at that age too.
And,
we get it.
It hasn't happened since, but yeah, it was painful. So
I hear you.
I'm dropping the link to your website right now, and I'm trying to make sure.
Have you done much advertising here? Any? Just besides your Facebook page?
Well, I can't with Facebook. That's what I'm saying.
They won't let me. So you're
they
throttled,
won't let me
you're
boost posts
down,
or anything.
So
so
whatever you've done here is just.
So it's just been really marketplace, and then they're putting in. I'm starting to have people. They're putting it on for their friends, and their friends are telling their. So I mean, it's it just takes a while, you know, when
you
move somewhere new.
Like,
when Facebook shuts. I mean, it's.
Yeah. It's a big deal.
Have you done any shows like that Peter Anderson
trade
or Art in the Pass or any of that?
They denied
stuff?
Me. Can you believe that?
They deny us all the time.
Yes, we
Dang
can
it.
Believe that.
They deny us every year, but we still get in.
Well, I got in a little late. Well, I was in the window, but the late window. So I paid my fees, and they sent me a denial letter.
Same
and
thing
I was
happened
like, really?
To us. Same thing happened.
I know
to
nobody.
Us.
Everybody's painting art, but come on, not everybody does this here. Mine's a little unique.
You ever seen the barrel?
Peter Anderson,
have you ever seen
if you're ever
bourbon barrels?
Negative.
Yeah. So if anybody hears on Peter
if we got,
Anderson,
hey,
I want to
we got
do
a slot.
That show.
We might be able to hook you up here.
I was gonna say if we the place where we go, if they got a slot, I'll send you a message.
There you go.
I'll send you a message for sure.
We'll have
for
fun.
Sure.
We'll.
What have we not covered? What have we not covered with this? I think the furniture is absolutely amazing. We can't thank you enough for bringing us those pieces right there.
Absolutely.
I love what you're doing. It's super cool, super smart targeting the ladies because, you know, again, that's
take
the power
care
of the
ladies,
purse there.
That's right.
To make the – if somebody's listening to this, I've already dropped your website. I've dropped your Facebook page, and I'll link in the audio. If they wanted to buy it, is Facebook Messenger the best place to send you a message, or is it website? How is it?
I have a website – well, my website or Facebook or, business
either way,
page.
Just
yeah.
get in touch
if you're
with
on
you.
My business page, you can just hit the message button, or if you get on my website, you know. I'm probably quicker to respond on the other because my website comes in an email.
Right, right.
I don't
right,
check
right.
my emails quite as
right.
frequently.
And for people that are just listening, it's Kentucky, the number two, Texas.
No spaces between that.
Yeah. All one word. Kentucky, the number two, Texas.
I look like I'm from Kentucky when I spelled it.
Right.
But I
and
really
then
can't spell.
Bourbon Masters. Yeah. Kentucky to and Texas Bourbon Masters.
7 to 14 days local pickup.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you still go back to Kentucky?
Yes.
Frequently,
yeah, I still have family.
Okay,
there.
What is we've talked about it numerous times for the show, going up there and doing like the bourbon tour.
You haven't?
So we have not.
No.
So now that we have a Kentuckian,
you're
a pro
in the studio. Yes. Can walk us through that? If we were to go up there, where do we need to start? What distilleries do we have to see?
Boy, I mean they're.
Give us that gem that we wouldn't
go anywhere without
running into
a distillery.
What is the thing that only the local would know that you could give us, like, tidbit of information?
Oh. I don't know. I would have to think about that.
Okay. I'll put you on the spot. That's okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, that would be something I'd have to think about.
What's your favorite distillery out there that you've been to?
Well,
I'm assuming you've been to most.
Yeah, I like the Maker's Mark just because it's beautiful. It's near Bernheim Forest. Like I said, we skip school, go out there. I mean, we take tours.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's showing that I wasn't the greatest student in high school.
Hey, everybody learns
differently. We're all C students.
Everybody learns differently.
I did much better in college.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's beautiful. And then, something to really see, though, is the horse parks in Lexington.
Okay.
The fencing is gorgeous. The horses live better than most humans. Yeah, if you see their stalls, it's really something to see.
Okay.
And people talk about the Churchill Downs going to the Derby and stuff.
Right, those
really,
are Derby horses.
That is not the nicest, you know. The one in Keeneland in Lexington is a beautiful horse park. And funny, you go there, and I thought I was not underdressed, but I go in there and all the ladies have the brimmed hats and I'm like, get out. And this was not Derby. You know, you expect that on Derby at Churchill Downs, but you don't expect that every day. But I was like, oh my gosh, get out of here.
That was the tidbit I was looking for.
I'm underdressed.
Right there.
Yeah,
that was it. That was
absolutely
it.
Beautiful. So if you want to feel like you've stepped back in time to
a classy.
It's just, it's beautiful.
So. All right. That was it. You answered the question.
There you go.
I love it. I love it.
Got to watch the horses run.
Well, look, thank you so much for responding to
the old mint julep run, right?
Yeah.
No mint juleps, just straight whiskey. Bourbon. Yeah.
Well, look, thank you for responding to a Facebook message request to come to a
hang out with us weirdos.
Metal building and do a podcast.
Well, I hope I was interesting enough.
You very much were. Your product speaks for itself, and we love it. We really appreciate it. And like I said, in the future, if we can get you a spot over there, we'll shoot you messages or anything. Anything that we do, even the Bay Rat Bash that we're doing, it's in D'Iberville, which is not far from you.
No, see, I love doing stuff like that.
Bring some of your stuff, however much you feel like
bring
carrying.
Bring a tent.
And pop it up. Whatever you got, and just come hang out with us and market your stuff.
Oh, I'd
no
love
charge.
To.
Just come hang out.
I would love to.
All right, cool. All right. April the
12th is the captain's meeting.
Yeah. April 13th.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Cool. Well, thanks again for showing up, being in the studio. Everybody on the live, we appreciate y'all watching the replays, the audio. And if you haven't downloaded the Brownwater Banter app yet, go do it.
Get it.
It's free in the App Store and Google Play. Also, register for that Bay Rat Bash. $25 entry fee. You can turn a hard
head. The divers are really ahead. The divers
are
killing it.
That's the first time.
Yeah, they're like 15 deep, bro.
Dang.
Already.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I've been getting notifications on my phone. People are starting to register. We've been putting on tournaments long enough now to know that everybody
got about 2 weeks.
Everybody waits till the week of, which I get it.
Well, next week's when that forecast is going to come out and it's going to change 15 times.
Yep.
And then the following week is when everybody's going to.
Here's the thing. No matter what the weather does. Somebody's got to take home the money.
That's right. Somebody's getting this money.
Somebody got to get that bag, son.
That's right.
All right. We'll see y'all. If y'all keep tuning in, we'll keep doing them. And we'll see you on the next one.
Later.
Thanks so much for checking out the show. We really appreciate the support. If you haven't downloaded the Brownwater Banter app yet, go do it. It's free in the App Store and on Google Play. We have everything covered for a day out on the water. We've got the Tides, the Radar, Tails and Scales app. We've got a radio station right inside of it, and it's all free. All of our content is in there. You can listen to the show directly inside of the app. Make sure you keep your notifications turned on so you can stay in touch with us as we go live with guests in the future and plan events. If y'all keep tuning in, we'll keep doing them. We'll see you on the next one. Brownwater Band.